It was late last night when the boss came home to a deserted mansion and a desolate throne. Servant said, "Boss, the lady's gone. She left this morning just for dawn. You got something to tell me? Tell it to me, man. Come to the point as straight as you can. Old Henry Lee, chief of the clan, came riding through the woods and took her by the hand. The boss, he lay back flat on his bed. He cursed the heat and he clutched his head. He pondered the future of his fate. To wait another day would be far too late. Go fetch me my coat and my tie, and the cheapest labor that money can buy. Saddle me up my buckskin mare. If you see me go by, put up a prayer." Well, they rode all night and they rode all day, eastward long on the broad highway. His spirit was tired and his vision was bent. His men deserted him and onward he went. He came to a place where the light was dull, his forehead pounding in his skull. Heavy heart was rank with pain, insomnia raging in his brain. Well, he threw down his helmet and his cross-handled sword. He renounced his faith, he denied his Lord. Crawled on his belly, put his ear to the wall. One way or another, put an end to it all. He leaned down, cut the electric wire, stared into the flames and he snorted the fire. Peered through the darkness, caught a glimpse of the two. It was hard to tell for certain who was who. He lowered himself down on a golden chain. His nerves were quaking in every vein. His knuckles were bloody, he saw